good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers. Our preaching today comes from the United States and is by Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the Thomas More Center preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her reflection is entitled, The Joy of Love.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever? He said in reply, Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no one must separate. They said to him, Then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her? He said to them, Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel contains one of the most misunderstood statements of Jesus. The statement is this: What God has joined together, no one must separate. Unfortunately, for years, we have taken this statement of Jesus out of the ancient context and applied it, as is, to our modern-day marriages. What we have to understand here were the Jewish grounds for divorce in the time of Jesus. The discussion regarding divorce always was regarding the indecency of the woman and how it was okay, appropriate, legal for a man to divorce his wife. It never concerned the behavior of the man. It appears as though there were several thoughts among the rabbis concerning this, one being very specific, indecency meaning adultery, another more broad, meaning she could be divorced for simply burning the dinner. That the indecency of the man did not seem to enter into the equation should not surprise us, because women in ancient Mideastern culture had no voice, no legal rights, apart from a male, either her father, her husband, or a brother. So a big part of understanding what is going on here is that if a man decided to divorce his wife, she had no say, and furthermore, she was left penniless and an outcast and vulnerable in her helplessness. The prevailing school of thought among Jewish rabbis at the time was that a woman could be divorced for very trivial reasons. The questioning of Jesus here in the Gospel about this matter is once again the rabbis attempting to catch Jesus in being critical of the law of Moses, where it states in Deuteronomy that a man may issue a bill of divorce for some matter of indecency. Apart from adultery, those conditions were not clearly spelled out in that ancient text from the Torah. So would Jesus go contrary to Moses? Jesus holds up the ideal of marriage in the symbolic union of Adam and Eve. Basically, Jesus is saying the ideal of marriage, the principle of an equal relationship between a man and a woman, is the goal. Indeed, among the Jews, the sanctification of an ideal marriage was clear. They consecrated each other in the holy bond. scripture scholar William Barclay says that what Moses taught was not a law, but a concession to fallen human nature, the loss of the ideal. Jesus does seem to make it clear that any man who divorces his wife to marry another is committing adultery. So Jesus here is clearly in support of the woman in the case of a divorce for a trivial matter. So for centuries, based on this passage, the Christian Church, specifically the Catholic Church, has condemned divorce and treated divorced people, especially divorced and remarried persons, treated them unfairly and with little pastoral concern. Until now. We cannot leave this gospel without addressing the wonderful and amazing formational letter to the whole church from Pope Francis on love, relationships, and family. Pope Francis addresses all of these issues with an attempt to heal the huge gaping wounds that continue to exist in family life because of broken and failed marriages that could never be reconciled with church teaching. His formational letter is called The Joy of Love. It is recommended reading for all of us. In it, Pope Francis says that conscience is a key element in the lives of all the faithful. Marriage is always understood to be a permanent relationship entered into freely and for life, where the husband marries the wife and the wife marries the husband, and their love is fruitful, way beyond the narrow understanding of childbearing. But when sin and pain and breakdowns occur, there can never be a one-size-fits-all solution. The Pope calls on the entire church to engage in loving support and healing for married persons and families so that no one should be shunned from the care that can come from a nurturing community, the place where Jesus dwells. We can only step up to embrace this privilege and responsibility to the extent that we know and understand these important paradigm shifts and how we apply the ever-ancient, ever-new principle of the permanency of marriage in our modern-day culture. Please read some or all of this document. Become familiar with some of the challenging and inspiring passages. The Joy of Love. It is available free online. I believe our gospel today is inspiring us to take up this responsibility. Mm-hmm.